time to win and make this money. Keep flipping them dollars, so I'll have to be on Montrose.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
This is Debo. Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated
check. Hey, what's going on all my chat room dogs out there? Let me see if I load this music down. What's going on, everybody? We have, hey, welcome to the show, man. This is going to be a new thing we're doing. Let me see if I turn it down a little bit. I got to see if I can adjust the music. But I want to welcome y'all to the show, man. This is going to be called Hour of Game with the Dean. And I want to welcome everybody to the show. How is everybody doing? We're not going to get into everything big because everything we're going to do that's big is going to be on Wednesday show. So we got to get into the show because we don't have much time because we only have a pretty much an hour to chop game up. The lines are open if you guys want to call in, but we got to get into the subject of the show. So let's go ahead and get into the subject of the show. And every subject of the show, if you are just listening to us, we're going to be bringing up what's going on. So let's go ahead and get into it. So gentlemen, what we're going to be talking about today is a lot of guys out there don't understand the dynamics in the game of texting, okay? A lot of people don't get what texting is all about. They think texting is all about just going up to the woman and just texting her and going up to her and just, you know, after you exchange information, you texting. But on today's show, what we're going to do, guys, we ask for you to get your crayons out. If you got questions about this, is that we want to talk about how to get her to text you. I know this is weird, but I promise you, if you just stay with us this show and stick with us and take notes and ask questions, we're going to be able to hit that, how texting works. And not only how texting works, but also how you can get her to text you. Because a lot of guys out here don't understand the rules of the game when it comes to texting. Hold on, let me get something to drink real quick for my throat. A lot of people don't understand the rules of the game when it comes to texting. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about and we're going to discuss texting, the rules of it, but not just the rules. Again, what we talk about on this show, and I can say this real quick, is that the information that we give you guys out here, okay, which is very important, is this information that we give you is 100% authentic, it's 100% original. Nobody else talks about it. So I want to let y'all guys know, nobody is talking about what we're going to talk about today. So the only thing that I ask all of you guys to do, if you're listening to this, to prepare this, is all I'm asking you guys to do is one thing. And that one thing is simply this, gentlemen. Please, gentlemen, take time and just go ahead and get out your notebooks, okay? And no, we don't have time for the creed. This is all hour of game. I don't have time for that. We'll do that on Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll do that, okay? DC, thank you, man. No, don't thank me, DC. I thank you. Thank you, DC. Hector, I appreciate you also. I appreciate all my dogs out there. Much love to all you guys out there. But let's get into the show because there's a lot that we got to talk about, a lot that we got to cover, and we don't have too much time. So let's get into chopping it up. So get your notebooks out. Go ahead and take notes, and we're going to chop it up. Okay, guys, the lines are open if you guys want to call in as well. Okay, gentlemen, and I'll make sure I keep watching. If you got a question, just put a Q in there, and we will answer any questions. If you want to call in, you have the number, and we got you covered. Okay, gentlemen, we just want to let y'all know. Okay, so let's talk about texting. Now, man, let me take off this fucking music. Music get on my nerves. I got to fix the music. I will fix the fucking music later, but let's get into this shit. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. And this is very deep. This is very important to understand as far as the game as texting goes. The way a man gets a woman to reply to him, okay, is something that most people don't even know or they don't even teach you. In the game, this is something that all you can implement today. All of you can implement this today. And that is the one thing that y'all have got to stop doing. Remember one thing I always tell you, and we at the Man Mindset always tell you, when you're with a woman, you can either do two things to pique her interest, either educate her or elevate her, but not sell to her. And what we've got to stop doing before we walk out that house, gentlemen, we've got to learn how to teach women versus try to sell women. Again, let me say it again, guys. I hope y'all listen to me. You've got to learn, teach women instead of trying to sell something to them. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, before you walk out your house, there are rules that you have got to follow when it comes to the game, okay? And we're going to talk about those rules. But all the rules that we're talking about, gentlemen, starts before you even meet her, okay? It starts way before you even meet the woman, okay? And this is some of the most important stuff that we're going to be talking about, okay? Because most of the guys out here think that all these things that happen has to happen on certain ways that you got to move and all that other stuff. No, that's not what happens here, and this is what we're going to be talking about. One of the most important things that a man must do and understand in this game is how you communicate to yourself to be able to communicate to that woman. Okay, guys? How you communicate to yourself to be able to communicate with that woman, to show her why you, okay? And before you even walk out that door, which hurts so many guys out there, is that they don't even hone in on their speaking points. And what I mean by their speaking points, a lot of guys out there don't hone in on the words that they use and the importance of every move that you make. You see, in order for you to be able to push the one woman to the pendulum of showing her why you, is that you have got to be able to provide certain type of information to the woman first to yourself, then to the woman. And that means you have got to understand what the woman is about. The greatest problem that most guys have is that they make everything about sex. So they automatically assume the woman is someone that wants to give them sex. And because of that, it becomes more of a problem and an issue, because the communication you're having to somebody is on two different planes. Your communication you're having is on what you can do and thirst and begging and pleading and trying to convince the woman, okay? But your speaking point should be about you and how you move the woman to where you want to go. See, before you walk out that door, guys, before you even understand the woman, after you understand yourself, you must overstand the competition. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Listen, I know, Steve, you're about to tell me, but Steve, you always tell us don't think about other men. Right. We're not thinking about other men here. But what you've got to understand that what they bring to the table, not them, but what they bring to the table, that you will have the opportunity, gentlemen, to explain to the woman why you are not only different from those guys that bring only boring conversations and just wanting to sleep with these women to the table. You're showing the woman why you are bringing something different and something better. And what happens, gentlemen, is when you are different and you can show the woman that you move different by withholding the dick from the marketplace, you will begin, gentlemen, to show her, and you will make a tremendous impact on how you sell yourself to the woman to show her why you, because the average guy is not breaking down, gentlemen, why him. The average guy out there is not talking about, let me check the phone lines. The average guy out there is not showing the woman why him, okay? And this is why things are very important in the game to get her to start reaching out to you. Because the one thing that you are going to have, and you must have, and you must know, is that most guys in this environment of interaction with women, their greatest weakness is the fact that they don't have patience. And what you have got to let them know through the communication of you, that you can show her and market yourself patience. But even through patience, there has also got to be a point of view that exceeds expectations. See, the thing that is going to catch the curiosity of the woman is not only the man that has patience, not only the man that separates himself from everybody else, but also the man that exceeds expectations. See, most women, guys, think that the average guy, all he wants to do is have sex. The average guy is thirsty. The average guy just wants to just get her to the hotel room, and that's seriously a turnoff to the woman, because a lot of guys out here who don't have game don't understand what they need to focus on. Remember, we don't focus on the want. But in order for her to text you first, we've got to focus on the need. And what is the need that most women have? The need to find something that takes away their insecurities. And when you can sell yourself to the woman, okay, and show her that you can focus on and become the need, it automatically changes up what the game is about to the woman, because it forces her to be able to begin to position herself totally different, gentlemen. See, a lot of people are telling y'all, okay, when a woman messages you, wait 5, 10, 15 minutes and then respond to her because you don't want to seem like you're busy you want to seem like you're busy or you want to seem like you have a life and everything, okay? But here lies the problem, gentlemen. The problem lies is when you are playing games. Please understand this about these women. They will reach out to you, and if you don't reply, they're going to move on. They're not going to sit around and wait for you. And this is what I always tell you guys. Don't ever be ashamed of replying back to a woman, because the thing that y'all don't understand, the thing a lot of people don't teach you in the game of these interactions is that it's just like, all right, guys, think about this. Think about when you have an issue with your phone, you have an issue with a product. Don't you respect and don't you buy in more when the response time is faster? Sometimes you'll call a place and they'll tell you the wait time is 10, 15 minutes, and then they'll play the Kmart music or the Walmart music, right? And then you're sitting here and you lose focus, you lose interest. You see what I'm saying? So response time is everything, because the response time shows her it's not about you being busy and it's not about you trying to show her that you're not interested in her. What it is showing her that, you know what? I mean, this is what y'all don't understand, okay? Most of y'all guys and women know this. Most women know that y'all guys have your hand on your phone all the time. A lot of women know that a lot of you guys out here are always looking at your phones. And one thing you guys don't know, unless you have an app to show it, whenever a woman text messages you, they've got apps and things that show her when you saw the message. So if she can find out when you saw her message and you saw her message, let's say you saw her message at 1 o'clock, but then you answer at 1:30, she's already turned off because she knows you see the message. And this is why I keep telling you all guys out there, okay, the most important thing is that when a woman messages you, it's okay to reply back to her. It's not that you're being thirsty or anything like that, but listen to me. This is very important to understand this. At the moment, gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. This is very important. This is why it's important to get back at her. All right. This is one of the huge things. Let's get back. I like doing this while I'm talking to y'all guys. Let me post this joint. Guys, I'll check the lines in 1 second, but let me post this for you. But let me tell you why it's important. It's very important, gentlemen, because the moment she sends you a message, that means at that moment she's thinking about you. Listen to what I'm saying, guys, and I don't think y'all understand. I'm going to say it again. It's very important. Let me check the phone lines and quick see the lines are open. Guys, if you have a question, call in. We got you covered. But what I'm saying, because we're only going to be here probably for an hour, so it's just an hour game. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. The moment she messages you is the moment that she is thinking about you. The moment she sends you a message, that means her focus is on you. And this is why it's very important. When the focus is on you, either you're going to keep her focused on you, or you're going to wait and wait and wait where the focus goes off of you and onto somebody else who might be a little more interesting than you. And then when she's in focused on that guy, and then you come around at 1:30 when she hits you at 1 o'clock, then all of a sudden she's not messaging you at all. because the focus is no longer on you, gentlemen. This is very important because nobody teaches you this kind of game. Nobody shows you that, listen, it doesn't make you needy. It doesn't make you thirsty when you're talking to a woman or you answer her right back. The problem is when you like double text and things like that. But the greatest problem that you guys have, and it's something I learned. When I was young, one of the most important lessons I learned was you got to understand women. And women, even though they are emotional, even though they have insecurities and low self-worth, I was taught that they are being broken down into categories. See, you guys got to understand, in order to provide a worthwhile experience to make her want to text you, you must understand who you are dealing with, because every woman is not the same. And the thing that I learned about the game, let me see if y'all ask any questions. The thing that I learned about the game, gentlemen, is what I learned, okay, is that, wait a second. See, hold on, let me stop real quick. And this is why you lose. I'm going to tell you why you lose, 90. I'm going to tell you why you lose. I guess a lot of y'all don't understand this. So let me tell y'all the rule of thirst. Because a lot of you guys, your mind fucks you over and you don't understand game. So let me teach you the rule of thirst. The rule of thirst is simply this. Whatever you worship or put above yourself, you will thirst after. And here's your problem, 90. Your problem is that you're making it about the woman who you're worshiping versus making it about yourself. I can text a woman right away. Why? Because I don't worship women like you do. And because you don't have any game, and because you're very weak in the game, you are giving yourself reason because you have no fucking mouthpiece. So you are saying a bunch of silly, petty, weak shit where the woman ain't even talking to you because you worship the woman. And it shows, gentlemen, how he worships the woman because he's thirsty. Look at what he's saying in his sentences. Her, he's talking about her and she and her and what she's doing. So, yeah, you're right. You don't need to do this because this ain't for you. This is for men that want to learn game. When you have game, gentlemen, this is why when you reach out to a woman, you're not reaching out because you're thirsty. You're reaching out to the woman because you're showing her why you versus the next man that sits around and doesn't understand women. One of the greatest problems and greatest issues that y'all guys have is the woman thing, okay? All right, that's one of the greatest problems and issues you have. The greatest problem and issue that you guys have in this game is that a lot of you guys out here don't realize, and this is what I was taught when I was young, women are like music, okay? You got different kinds of women. You've got women out there that they are like music. You got your blues, your rock, your pop, your jazz, your goth, your metal, your country, your western, your hip hop, your soul, your gospel. There's so many layers to women, but you must understand what you're dealing with. Just because she has all the parts of the woman that they have one thing in common, their mindset is totally different. Some women have certain feelings towards one thing while other women don't have feelings towards something else. So the important thing that you must understand is that you must overstand who you're dealing with. And the problem is you guys don't even take time to even understand what kind of woman you're dealing with because all you're doing is selfishly thinking about one thing, okay? And that's the problem, okay? All right? And that's where the problem goes with so many of you guys, because y'all worship women so much that you'll never get her calling you first or trying to reach out to you because why would a woman reach out to a guy that's thirsty and he has no idea what he's doing? He has no idea how to move a woman. He has no idea to talk to a woman. He has no idea how to think for himself when it comes to the game. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. If y'all guys have a question, the lines are open. But this is the next thing I want to tell you something. And this is something that's really sad. And I, and again, before I say this, because nobody even talks about this, again, this is coming from us. Nobody ever talks about this. And this is what's so different about this show, is because the one thing that we want to make sure is that we give you information that nobody else is telling you. So please, gentlemen, I ask all you guys, please go ahead and take notes, because what I'm about to tell you is something a lot of guys out there don't even talk about. A lot of guys do not even talk about or discuss what I'm saying. And I'm going to show you, there's so many reasons why, but I think this has got to be the number one reason that you must overstand if you don't overstand anything that I'm saying. The number one thing, okay, guys? So focus in on what I'm about to say, okay? See, the greatest problem that you have that men don't have is that the average guy, that means 98% of you guys, I'm going to tell you where you fail. YouTubers don't tell you this. Dating apps don't tell you this. Nobody discusses what I'm about to show you, but we're the only ones telling you this, and I'm going to tell you right now. You see, the way that you win in the game is you have to move to value results over intentions. Hold on. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. Guys, can y'all go ahead, y'all can time out JL one time. If he says anything else, kick him out, please. Go ahead and time him out, please. Time him out. We don't need that kind of person. Just time him out, please. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen to me, all those guys that actually want to learn game, listen to me. The number one reason why you fail is you don't value or work on your results. You are always focused on your intentions. See, the thing about game that you have got to learn to connect with a woman is how you move to conquer, gentlemen, okay? You must move to conquer. You got to learn how to show her and lead her somewhere that is going to either lead her to an action. See, let me tell you something. A result can lead to an action. An intention is, guess what, gentlemen, only what? An intention. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? An intention is only an intention. See, if you want to have sex, that's an intention. That's not a result. So if you're just focused on an intention, gentlemen, you will never get the result, because the intention is your end game and it's not her end game. Just because you want to sleep with her doesn't mean she wants to sleep with you. But because your intention and your end game is just sex, what happens is you will lose her interest very, very fast, because you're looking at the intention versus driving results. Listen to what I'm saying. You do it, Tony. You take those goddamn notes, Tony. Soak this up, baby. You do that. Listen to what I'm saying to y'all guys. And this is very important, because no one teaches you that. No one teaches you this. The results that I want, okay? The results that I want are set up in how I am to myself. But before I create a result, gentlemen, listen to me. Before I create a result, gentlemen, I must what? Become the result. I must go into who I am and pull out what I need to lead her to the result I want her to get when she is with me. Listen to what I'm saying, guys, because this is very deep, because nobody talks to you about this. When you are solely focused on intention, you automatically lose, because your intention is saying that the woman you're talking to is technically a slut. And if you're looking at her that way, it is at that point she's going to get turned off. And this is why a lot of guys lose in the game, because they're looking at themselves and they're not looking at the opponent in which they're in. Yes, I know what a lot of people are going to say, but what about my chessboard, right? What about my chessboard, okay? Joe Blow, listen, motherfucker, September 15th, dumbass. September 15th. If you ask again, please kick him out of the room. Kick him out of the room if he asks again. Anyway, like I was saying to you guys, hey, thank you, L. Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate the love. What I'm saying is this, okay? What I'm saying to all you guys out here to help you guys out with all of this is that my intention is not sex. My intention is to conquer. That's my intention. So to conquer what I need to conquer, I must be able to create several results that lead her to let her see the value in me, gentlemen. Does that make any sense? I want to make sure that when I make my moves are to show her why me. And when you think this way and move this way, you change up the game, gentlemen. This game is very deep, because most guys don't understand the depth of how the mind works. Whether you realize it or not, gentlemen, women are always going to be persuaded by everything around her. And persuasion can be detrimental or it can be a good thing. See, when you use and go towards a result, that is a good thing. But when you have a sexual intention, that is a bad thing, because every guy that she has run into also has that same thing, that same intention, if that makes any sense, gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. So what I'm saying to all you guys out of here, this is why we want you, and I'll check the phone lines. If y'all got a question, please call in. But let me continue. This is why game is so important, because when you go for the result, gentlemen, I'm not trying to influence her as someone would if he has an intention. All right? Please understand this. Guys, what I want you to do is draw a circle. Draw a circle, guys, and put – I'm going to show you, okay? I'm going to put man and 98%. Just put, okay, on your piece of paper, put 98% and put man, okay? And on the under the 98%, I want you to put, okay, an I over R. I as an ice cream, over R as in railroad, and as a man, it is a R over an I, okay? That's what the focus is on. Because if your intentions are sex, it is at that point you're trying to manipulate her mind to make her, or try to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do herself, gentlemen. If that helps you out, gentlemen. And this is why a lot of guys mess up in the game, because they're looking at the intention of what they want to do as sex versus the result. But see, as a man, because game is all about results, is that what I'm trying to do is I want to be the result, because the results create the persuasion, gentlemen. Remember, they're persuaded by everything. But see, let me tell you what a result does. See, a result gives her the opportunity to do the one thing an intention doesn't do, and that is stimulate hidden sexual needs and hidden sexual motivations that will give her a better fulfillment of whatever it is she's thinking about versus trying to force her to want to be with you, to force her or try to motivate you to be with you. That is not going to be a fulfilling experience, gentlemen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because no one talks about this kind of stuff. Yes, thank you, Zorn. Yes, exactly, sir. Absolutely. It is always going to be the result over the intention to get her to reach out to you because the result is not forcing her to want to be with you. It is giving her the opportunity to see, based off of how you move, that she herself will naturally stimulate her sexual needs versus her, I'm a good girl, I want a guy to take me out. I'm a good church-going girl, and I want a guy to give me flowers and open a door, and I want a guy to understand that this is what I want because I want a guy that understands that I'm not into sex and we've got to wait 5 years and all that bullshit because intention only brings out wants that are triggered by her mental values, judgments, her belief systems. That's why the intentions don't work with you guys when you text, because your intentions are flooding the market with something that the next man is flooding the market with. But gentlemen, as I say to you guys that are listening to me and soaking up this game, okay, let me say, can you repeat? Okay, on the piece of paper, put 98% and then put man. Underneath 98%, put the letter I over, put an I, a line, and put an R. That means intentions over results, all right? Put that over there, intentions over results. But see, a man focuses on the result because the man knows that when she wants it on a sexual level, everything comes to you effortlessly and natural versus forcing and pulling her fucking teeth to give you time. And this is where so many of you guys go wrong in this, because most of your intentions are looking at just sleeping with the woman. Tony, you're on your shit today. Tony, I like you, Tony. I like that you're on your shit. I got my good shit, Tony. Very good job, Tony. You're on your shit. I love that stuff. But as I'm saying to you guys, this is why it's very important that you guys need to understand this. See, when you have mastered yourself, gentlemen, again, I will show you again part of the tip of the iceberg of master yourself that only we have, nobody else out there. There is not one person out there showing you what I am showing you right now, because we have created ourselves. It's all in house. Nobody is showing you this. But what I am saying to you guys out here, okay, all right, and Jeremy, if you got a question, put a Q in there, but if you pay the fuck attention, this is what's going to help you, okay? Pay attention. Gentlemen, this is the mastery of oneself right here. Your scribe, your warrior, your film room, your construction worker, your marketing team, your blacksmith, your court, okay? Your boardroom, culinary school, guide, studio, drug lab, detective, your imagination, your library, your amusement park, all these things. All these things, yes, Coach Justin. Shout out, Coach Justin. Yes, all these things cannot happen. You see, the only way you can get the result, and remember, guys, this starts before you walk out your door. All of this that you see right here that nobody else shows but us starts from before you walk out your door, gentlemen. It is before you walk out your door. And if you didn't, because again, this is deep. Nobody talks about this. This is why we have separated ourselves from everybody else, because we're showing you something. Nobody on YouTube has this information. This is totally in-house from us. Nobody has this shit. But as I'm saying to you guys out here, is that when you are one with yourself, gentlemen. Oh, I need y'all got the phone number. I guess I need to put it up here. But when you are one with yourself, let me go back to the number if y'all want to call in. I'm over here showing you this. I guess I need to show you, put the number up. So you guys, if y'all want to, if you want to call in, y'all call in. Let me go pop the number up. But if you want to, guys, win in this thing, y'all can call in. There's a number. But as I say to all you guys out here, this is what's important. See, as a conqueror, my mind is focused on how can I not move her where I want her to go? How can I show her through me she wants to go to that spot, because I am not like every other guy who has intention. See, here's the thing that y'all understand. See, this is why most guys fuck fast, because they're result orientated versus just laying out an intent. See, when you lay out an intent, guys, then what you're saying is that you're showing that you're thirsty. All right. All right. This is where everything goes wrong in intent. Okay. However, you just got to subscribe. If you get the subscription and get the notification, sir, you'll get the answer to that. That, because we always do hit and run shows and all other stuff. And we'll do a live show Wednesday. Wednesday will be our live show. But all through the time, if we do an hour show, we're just going to do an hour of stuff like this. But what I'm saying to you guys, and this is the depth of the game, and I'll check the phone lines if you guys want to come in. Well, it's not about showing. No. Listen to me. It's not about showing, show me results. You ready? Be the result. It's not about showing the result. You be the result. Gentlemen, please, guys, I guess I need a crayon moment. So when I say crayon moment, please write this shit down. Please write this shit down. It's being the moment. All my dogs, write this shit down. Please, all my guys, crayon moment, write this down. Every, guys, this is very important. Everything you do, every move you make, and every move you don't make. Remember I told you guys she might text you? She recognizes you saw her in text at 1 o'clock, and then you waited till like 1:30, 2 o'clock. They met. Listen to me. Every move you make or don't make is going to set a result of how her perception of you. Every move that you make or don't make is going to set a chain of events off with the woman. A chain of events, gentlemen. And this is why so many guys go right. This is why a lot of y'all guys go right versus where you go wrong. Because most of you guys out here don't realize that let me see, check the phone lines and everything. Just make sure the lines are open. Everything you do, guys, we only got about 15 minutes because we're just doing an hour show. But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to hurry up because we have probably to talk more about this tomorrow. But listen, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that everything that you do for yourself must cultivate, all right? You must cultivate it. You must master it in order to develop the fundamental credentials to make her say, I don't want a guy, I don't want to date this guy. I'm sorry, stop. I don't want to date this guy. I want to fuck him. I don't want to make this guy wait. Because the more I wait, the more I'm yearning for his body. because I don't understand why he's not thirsty like everybody else. I don't understand why he's not making like sex like everybody else. I know what everybody else's intentions are, but what the fuck does this guy want? And let me go find out. What are you looking, what do you want from me? I don't get it. What is it that you want from me? Gentlemen, that's exactly what we want. What is it that you want from me? Okay? Okay? P.A., guys, go ahead. Y'all can escort P6 out of the building. P6, take care of yourself. Y'all can escort him out the building, please. Escort him out the building. We don't need him in here. What I am saying to you guys out here is the importance of this is simply this. What happens when she asks you what you're looking for when you don't even say anything to her? What happens when she says to you guys out there, okay? What happens when she says to you guys out there, okay? What happens when she asks you, what are you looking for? And you tell her, I can't tell you what I'm looking for because I don't know you well enough. Remember, guys, educating, elevating. See? Educating, elevating. See, what's going to turn her off is the fact that she thinks that you're turned off. What is going to turn her on is the fact she thinks that you're turned off because she thinks, see, because all the other guys that are worshiping her, okay, all right, all the guys that are worshiping her are sitting around kissing her ass, okay, all right? Vic, please don't ask me any bitch-ass questions. I'll delete. You call me. If you got a question, call me, Vic, because I'm not going to answer that stupid-ass shit. You call me. But anyway, guys, I got to finish this up because we ain't got much time. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to me, what I'm saying is what happens when you position yourself? See, most guys out here do not understand the game of positioning. And most guys who truly, again, most of y'all guys want fast sex. I get that. But the reason why we get fast sex is because our intention is conquer. If you want to know my intention is for you to fuck me. That's the intention. The results that you're getting, and it's going to connect to the intention of, damn, this motherfucker is moving totally different. Let me talk to him because I'm creating everything, gentlemen. I am stimulating a part of her mind that has cobweb. Guys, listen. The only part that she is defending are the sides and the back. Because the average guy is coming from the sides or trying to backdoor his way in. What do you think has the cobwebs, gentlemen? What is in front of her? That's what has the cobwebs. And when you take away the cobwebs and show her that you're moving different, it changes up the game, gentlemen. That's why it changes up the game. I know, but I just got to keep pushing forward because a lot of guys don't understand what I'm saying. Because a lot of guys think to only get sex is that you got to be thirsty and needy. No. What you guys have failed is that you don't understand. You're too busy about the attentions. But see, the result comes from, y'all ready? Hold on, guys, crayon moment. Hold on, guys, do I need to post a crayon moment for you guys? Crayon moment. Crayon moment. Crayon moment, guys. The result. Hold on, I gotta post this shit for y'all guys. Crayon fucking moment. Let me pull that shit up. Oh my God. Y'all ready for this one? Because I'm gonna show y'all why y'all fail and we win. Because what I'm about to tell you has nothing to do with women. Nothing to do with women. Gentlemen, allow me to show you. and listen to what I'm about to say and write this shit down. Is that the man must stay true to who he is. You must stay true to your brand. Oh, shit. Hold on. I need to drink my unsweet tea. Hold on. Hold on, man. You guys don't realize that your brand and the brand that you are showing right now is the brand, Brand X. You're not the brand. You, because of your intentions, it shows your Brand X. And what I'm saying is when you have game, okay? When you have game, okay? That's where you win. Now, Jones, I can answer. Ask me that tomorrow. I got to keep continuing with this show. Ask me tomorrow. I got you on that question tomorrow, sir, but we got to focus on this today. Because what I'm trying to show, and I guess I can tie that in, okay? See, the positioning, okay. So positioning is me being 100 steps ahead. Could you go deeper than, okay, I'm showing you positioning right now and you don't see it. The positioning is not the woman. The positioning is not what you say when you see the woman. The positioning starts before you walk out your door. You must brand you as a result. How many guys does she know have the conglomerate of things that you see here? This is the brand. Think about this. This is the brand. Listen. Yes. Now rise. Yes. Okay. Rise. Yes. 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 Rise. Yes. If it has nothing to do with sex, there's only two things. It's sex or conquer over here. And if it's sex, it's wrong. But rise, absolutely. Yes. If the intention is conquer, then the results will take over, because the results that you see right here is what, see, okay, guys, listen to me. And I want y'all to be honest with yourself, and I appreciate all you guys. Listen to me. This is very important. How many guys do you know actually brand themselves with the conglomerate of these individuals working one mind, one thought, one way, one word of one, excuse me, one letter of one word of one sentence of one paragraph of one chapter, excuse me, one page of one chapter. This is what game is going to be about when you connect yourself, because all of these things that you see right here creates result. It doesn't create intention. Because when you learn about yourself, when you learn about yourself, because all these things, see, nobody teaches you this. All these things teach you stuff. Do y'all understand that? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Your scribe, your fucking, your warrior, your film room, all these things, everything you see here will create a result that will trigger her mindset to want to move. Okay? What you guys don't understand, and I don't have much time to talk about, but you don't understand, everything that you do is going to show her what you actually are, because she's met you before, and there lies a problem. Most of you guys are not working on your brand to separate yourself. And again, I tell you, we are the only YouTubers here that tell you about your fingerprint. Your fingerprint shows her why you are uniquely you, okay? Why you are uniquely you, okay? And that's what's going to get the woman to buy into you. Because in order for her to buy into you, she's got to trust you first. And she doesn't know you guys to trust you. But when your intent is sex and she doesn't trust you, she ain't going to fuck with you. And your intent is fucking and she doesn't trust you and you want to fuck, she's not going to do that. It's got to be trust. Listen, every layer that you must shatter and break down after trust. Okay, first, like I told you, is no trust, right? Then after no trust, it has to go into trust. Let me see, Mark. And I wish you put a question there. That's a great question, but let me read what you're saying. What Steve is saying is that you are the steps and what leads to it could be 100 or 1,000. But because all roads lead to yourself, you win. You know what, Mark Anthony? Hold up, Mark Anthony. Hold up, Mark Anthony. Hold the fuck up. I love that shit. Mark Anthony. Hold on, Mark. Hold on, Mark and you and Tony. Hold on, man. Hold on. I got to take 1 second, guys. Got to take 1 second, guys, because I love motherfuckers that pay attention to this motherfucking ism, and they are breaking shit down. Hold on. Let me pause this, my voice. Let me hit this button here. Give me a second, guys. Hold on. Let me mute me because I'm about to pump up. Let me pause this, my voice. Let me mute me real quick. Let me give some love. Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony.
Welcome.
I welcome you to the Me Pill community, Mark Anthony. And where's that motherfucker? Oh, Tony, you already got yours. Yeah, welcome to the Me Pill community, Mark Anthony. You motherfucking understand it. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely, sir. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful Mona Lisa. That is what we're talking about, gentlemen. And that's what we're trying to get you guys to see and understand in the game is that most of you guys are failing because you are basing the game on an intent versus trying to create a result, okay? Is getting a woman to text you step two after you put your bid in? Well, that depends on how you give the information to her. Because once you do your bid, either you're going to give her your number, she's going to get yours. So we can't go from that point. Because the game is going to start when you first hit the interaction. And it's after the interaction where the intent or the result is going to show its face. The intent and result doesn't show its face when you walk up to a woman. Well, it does for some of you guys because y'all are thirsty. But the intent and result shows up in how you talk to yourself before you talk to the woman. Okay? So we'll shut the lines down. No one called you. We'll shut the lines down.